Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Collision of Power: Trump, Bezos, and THE Washington Post. Martin Baron offers a gripping narrative that delves into the tumultuous relationship between the media, politics, and business in the modern era, focusing on key figures such as Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos, and their interactions with one of America's most influential newspapers, THE Washington Post. Baron explores the challenges of upholding journalistic integrity in a time of fake news and political polarization. This book is not merely a chronicle of events, but an insightful examination of the evolving dynamics between the press and those in power. Amidst the backdrop of social media's rise and the changing landscape of news consumption, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the acquisition of the Washington Post by Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, made headlines in 2013 when he purchased THE Washington Post. This acquisition was not just a business transaction, but a pivotal moment in the history of media. Bezos, known for his forward thinking and innovation at Amazon, brought fresh perspective and financial stability to a newspaper struggling in the digital era. This move was met with skepticism and optimism alike, as industry watchers debated whether an outsider could revive a legacy media institution. Bezos prioritized technology and data analytics to attract wider audiences, while insisting on maintaining journalistic integrity and independence. This decision marked a significant shift in media ownership, blending Silicon Valley's innovation culture with traditional journalism, and setting a new precedent for the future of news outlets. Secondly, the rise of Donald Trump and media polarization. Donald Trump's ascent to the presidency in 2016 amplified existing trends of media polarization and distrust. His contentious relationship with the press, including THE Washington Post, highlighted the broader conflict between political power and free journalism. Trump's habitual attacks on the media, denouncing critical coverage as fake news, exacerbated public skepticism towards news organizations. This polarization has significant implications for democracy and the public's ability to discern truth. The book explores how THE Washington Post navigated this hostile landscape, striving to provide balanced and thorough reporting amidst accusations of bias. This era underlines the crucial role of independent journalism in holding power to account and the challenges it faces in a deeply divided society. Thirdly, the editorial challenges of reporting in the Trump era, covering the Trump administration, presented unique challenges for journalists. The constant barrage of controversial statements, policy shifts, and the administration's adversarial stance towards the media required THE Washington Post to adapt its editorial strategies. Fact-checking became an even more critical and strenuous task, as reporters worked tirelessly to verify statements and counter misinformation. The book delves into the ethical dilemmas journalists faced, from deciding how to report on potentially inflammatory tweets to balancing the need for fast news with accuracy. It also examines the impact of such coverage on the newspaper's relationship with its readership, exploring how efforts to maintain impartiality were received in an era of heightened partisanship. Fourthly, the impact of social media on news consumption. The rise of social media has fundamentally transformed how news is consumed, distributed, and understood. Platforms like Twitter and Facebook became arenas for public discourse, shaping perceptions and amplifying certain narratives over others. This shift posed significant challenges and opportunities for traditional newspapers like THE Washington Post. On one hand, social media enabled the rapid dissemination of news, reaching wider and more diverse audiences. On the other hand, it facilitated the spread of misinformation and allowed for unprecedented levels of harassment and criticism of journalists. The book explores how THE Washington Post adapted to these changes, employing social media strategies to engage with readers while combating the pitfalls of digital echo chambers and fake news. Lastly, the role of journalism in upholding democracy. At the heart of Collision of Power lies a fundamental question about the role of journalism in a democracy. Through the lens of THE Washington Post's experiences, Martin Baron elucidates the essential function of the press in scrutinizing those in power, exposing corruption, and providing a platform for diverse voices. It discusses the threats to press freedom posed by political, economic, and technological pressures, and underscores the importance of supporting journalism that champions transparency, accountability, and informed citizenship. This topic serves as a call to action for both media practitioners and the public to safeguard the integrity and vitality of democratic discourse. In conclusion, Collision of Power: Trump, Bezos, and THE Washington Post is a must-read for anyone interested in the intricate dance of media, politics, and democracy. Martin Baron masterfully narrates the challenges and triumphs of one of America's foremost newspapers during a period of profound change and tension. This book is particularly relevant for journalists, media professionals, and political enthusiasts who seek to understand the dynamics of news reporting in the face of political adversities and technological disruptions. Furthermore, It offers valuable insights to the general public on the importance of critical media consumption and the need to support independent journalism. In an era marked by fake news and polarization, Barron's work reminds us of the indispensable role of the press in shaping informed societies and holding power to account. If you would like to support Martin Barron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.